Good evening, everyone. This is Mellow Max, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I have a nice show ahead for everyone. It is 7:01 on a rainy May the 8th. May the 8th be with you. What's going on here? Okay, there we go. I came in to some technical difficulties here in the studio. For the first time in like a couple months, I don't have any guests tonight, which is both exciting and scary. It is all me. I'm going to be doing episode 2 of Welcome to Medford, my Welcome to Night Vale adaptation radio drama series, starting at about, at some point after 7:05. In the meantime, I'm going to play a song or so until then. Let's start things off today with Unknown Mortal Orchestra while I get everything else hooked up and ready to go for Welcome to Medford. Anyway, this is Mellow Max. My show is highly recommended, full of all of the music that I recommend highly to all of you. And I'll be here for the next 2 hours. It'll be great. Everyone's going to have a wonderful time. And yeah, starting things off, Unknown Mortal Orchestra. Thank you. right. That last song was Marsupial with 10th Street. Before that was Cavolo Nero with a very new song called Oase off of their EP Nightshade. And we started things off with Unknown Mortal Orchestra's Ministry of Alienation. And now, I hope that you are all also ready for Welcome to Medford, my Welcome to Night Vale inspired radio drama. Good evening, dear listeners. How are you all doing? Why, that is fantastic news. Oh, who, me? Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you very much for asking. You truly are the best listeners a humble old DJ like me could ask for. But, flattery aside, let's get into it. Welcome back, listeners, to Highly Recommended, and welcome to Medford, where the mysteries of the night come alive. I am your host, Mellow Max, and tonight we continue our journey into the heart of the unknown. Since our last broadcast, the strange phenomena plaguing the station have only grown stranger. Several notable pieces of graffiti have seemingly, literally, sprouted legs and walked to different parts of our wall murals. Now that the Tufts spring semester has come to a close, the station is emptier than usual, and in that silence, the whispers grow louder. But first, let us turn our attention to the latest happenings in our fair town of Medford. In today's edition of Medford Mysteries, we have reports of a local bakery suddenly producing pastries that induce vivid hallucinations in those who consume them. Witnesses claim to have seen other customers undergoing out-of-body experiences after consuming a single bite of a blueberry muffin, while others report hearing wailing from another realm emanating from the hole of their bagels. The city council advises residents to avoid the bakery until further notice and to refrain from indulging in any pastries that may seem too good, perhaps even too magnificent to be true. WMFO would also like to remind its listeners that Porch Fest is for porches, not people. If you are not a porch, nor would you like to become one, please remain at home this Saturday. The wonders of New England life never cease to amaze me. But now, let us turn our attention back to the heart of the mystery that is occurring at WMFO. When I arrived at the station, or perhaps it had always been here, perhaps I had always been here. When I arrived at the station, I found a letter addressed to me, asking me not to talk about Rick Deckard on air. I refused to be silenced. The truth must come out. The train track incident is a central piece of WMFO lore. In the 1960s, intrepid WMFO student DJs at, rather WTUR student DJs, Tufts' AM radio station, became frustrated with their low-power radio transmitter. Their broadcast range barely covered Tufts' Hill. On a moonlit night, they struck upon a plan, a devious plan, a very, very illegal plan. They took some jumper cables and hooked the transmitter's broadcast to the commuter rail tracks just outside the station. Instantly, WTUR was broadcasting live to anyone and everyone within a quarter mile on either side of the train tracks from Philadelphia to Montreal. The FCC was not amused, and they very swiftly pulled the station's license. WMFO came about in 1971, and in the interim, there was radio silence here at Tufts University. Little did those enterprising DJs know that their act of radio piracy also spawned the being known as Rick Deckard. But more about him next week. Stay tuned, dear listeners, as we venture together, hand in hand, into the shadows of WMFO, where truth and terror will rain down in equal measure. Did someone say rain? What? What is this? It must be the weather.
The view like
That last song was Ariel Pink with Not Enough Violence off the 2014 album Pom Pom. Before that, we had Bo Hansen with The Black Riders and Flight to the Ford. One song with two names off the 1970 Lord of the Rings inspired album called Lord of the Rings. And before that, a new song from Willie J. Healy called The Apple. And behind me right now, a nice reggae tune from New Zealand called Get Away by Catch a Fire.
I gotta get away sometimes. Oh yeah. I got to get away. I gotta slip away sometimes. Oh yeah. I got to slip away to my special place.
I woke up, yeah,
on a cloudy day. I'm feeling blasé, blasé from last night's party. Me car broke down, me missus left me with the baby now, and I can't make that day today. It might have to be another day. I said I'm sorry. I said I'm sorry. Ooh yeah. I gotta get away sometimes. Whoa yeah. I got to get away. I got to slip away to my special place.
I woke up, yeah, on a cloudy day.
I'm feeling blasé, blasé from last night's party. In the back of my mind, I've got to work today. I couldn't find my shoes to la-di-da-di. Excuse me, sir, me car broke down. Me missus left me with the baby now. And I can make that day today. It might have to be another day. I said I'm sorry. I said I'm sorry. To get away,
got to slip away to me on reality.
flight arrival and departure information, please press 1. For travel within the 50 United States, please press 2. For international travel, including Canada or Puerto Rico, please press 3.
We'll be right back. I'm done.
children are naturally curious, so follow their lead. When you talk with your child, you build vocabulary. Learning starts long before school does. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org, a public service announcement brought to you by the United Way, the Ad Council, and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. This is Mellow Max. My show is highly recommended, full of all of the music that I recommend highly to you. This highly recommended song behind me right now as I speak is Bones by The Circling Sun, released last May in 2023. Before that, we had The Jayhawks with Pretty Thing, Fountains of Wayne with Bought for a Song, Crumb and Melody's Echo Chamber with Le Temple Volant, Steve Miller Band with Jungle Love, and The Alan Parsons Project with I Wouldn't Want to Be Like You. I hope you guys are enjoying yourselves. I'll be here for another hour. I would say call in, but we're having issues with the phone line right now. So don't call in, but if you did want to get in touch, you can reach out to me on Instagram at MellowMaxRadio, or you can go to the DJ chat at WMFO.org/DJ-chat. I will try my best to keep an eye on that. And yeah, I hope to hear from you guys. Coming up next, we're gonna have some more jazzy stuff for a little.